Hello, everybody. Welcome to podcast today. I'm Farah. I'm from China.
I'm Gideon, and I'm from Congo.
So today we are gonna talk about global warmings.
Yes, and we are going to read like comments, and we are going to
discuss
react about it. Okay.
So we got a bunch of comments here. Well, let me see.
The first one.
There is natural climate change and man-made climate change. Both are real. Both are different. Quite different, actually. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I think man-made climate change is much terrible.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It is important to say that there is a natural climate change that the Earth does by itself, but there's also the man-made climate change that is worse.
Yeah. Man-made climate change pushing the natural climate change, both getting worse.
Yeah, but the man-made change, climate change is extreme. Like, the Earth, the natural climate change can... It is normal, but it does it like billion years. But humans are doing it like for like 100, 200 years, like extreme and really quick change that the Earth cannot support. So it's really different.
So let's see the comments from Gary Swank.
Okay.
When will all this global warming ever stop? So it will warm up already. That's what I want to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
When will all this global warming ever stop? So it will warm up already. What are you talking about, Terry Mayer? I don't get your question.
Okay, so... too much warming and you throw off the salt content in the ocean, thus preventing heat from moving from the equator, causing the north and south to get a lot colder. Rather ironic. Speak from James Jones.
Well, like President Trump said on Twitter, perhaps we could use a little bit of that good old global warming bundled up. Yeah, James Jones, we can use it. Maybe we can ask Kim Kardashian what she think about politics.
Yeah, right.
We can ask her. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I really like that comment from Nina Martin post 4 years ago. I think us humans become more stupid the more we learn new things, and there are days when it feels like we are discarding everything that is still good here. Yeah, that's true. The more the new things we learn, the more stupid things we do.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, because human is like that. We do more stupid things when we're growing up.
Yeah, and we know things. We can.
Yeah.
We know that what we are doing is bad,
but we're still doing it.
That's bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon Dardano. The problem is complicated because of agendas, politicians, and preserving a lifestyle that people are acclimated to.
Oh, you got a long one.
The problem is complex because we, as whole species, aren't as intelligent as we think we are. We as individuals are sometimes far more intelligent than others. Less intelligent individuals in particular, people think we are. And so the intelligent discover things and warn of the dangers, but the masses and those with economic gains to be made ignore the precaution if there are any. Since at the time of conception of consequences of modifying things on geological timescales, we were simply seen as ridiculous. Remember, climatology did not become a physical science properly until the 20th century. Then finally, after we started using coal and oil, society is full of crooks and liars. If they think we will just stop moving forward and cease this progressive and sacrifice our lifestyle for the sake of our great-grandchildren, they are Daniel. They are Daniel feeds the crooks while letting them remain pacified and benevolent. The climate of nature is complex. The climate of man is complicated and complex. And your comment is really complex. Thank you very much.
Oh, so we should find some alternative energies instead of coal and oil.
We should, and we already found it.
Yeah, we should all buy hybrid car. Hybrid car is better.
And use solar energy, use water power, use wind power. There are so many possibilities, so why not use them?
Mm-hmm. So there's also a post from 4 years ago by Wei Lu. Oh, that's probably Chinese.
Oh, okay.
As a scientist, I'm not convincing by this, simply because the climate is so complex. Unless you can say I didn't tweak my model and it successfully matched with the data for a year with the 80% accuracy, then I will probably believe you're sorry. Your conclude is okay, we should pay attention to global warming, but this talk doesn't convince me more than I used to. Oh, that's a stupid comment at all. I don't know what are you talking about.
Okay, the next one is Nikitai. Earth is so complex, we should protect it. You're right, Nikitai.
So you just skip the robot, but no.
Huh?
You skip that one.
Oh, that's yours.
Okay, no problem. Excess CO2 is the most pressing problem for the future. As model, what we do is develop the intrinsically least expensive, most abundant CO2-free source for of energy at the global scale. That would be the standardization of whatever safe form of high temperature nuclear is the polluent. Maintenance, reprocessing and fission products, isolation. We cannot let the fossil fuel companies, the renewable energy companies, and the misguided public at large to dream in this chaos, because only nuclear power can provide the above poverty needs of 10 billion people to desalinate water once provided by glacier melt, provide energy for men's to poverty, sequester the one from 2 trillion tons of excess CO2 and to make the little solar panel and wind turbine installations for those who wish to never omit the energy math from their vocabulary. Oh my gosh, thank you for that so long, so serious comment. Thank you.
You're not going to react about it?
I have nothing to react. I don't know what are he talking about. What's he talking about? I just know he's so serious. There's so many sources and amount,
okay.
Numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's just keep some of them. Like, choose something that meaningful to talk about.
Maybe let's...
We already used 9 minutes.
I'm gonna take the comment of Matt Cruz.
Okay.
He says, okay, so climate change is happening. We know that. But where is the overwhelming evidence that human activity is critically accelerating the process? And B, changes in the human activity can change the outcome.
Right.
I'm not a climate change denier by any stretch, but what climate change scientists have continually failed to do is to convince the public that this is a human problem, not even an health problem. I suspect because the evidence for A and B are not quite so obvious. My friend, Matt Cruz, you are completely wrong, because scientists are proving that that's our fault. So what are you talking about?
So let's do the last one, long one.
Okay.
By David Penner.
You like long comments.
Yeah, because there's no last comment, no short comment left.
Okay.
So let's talk about the comment from David Penner, posted by 6 years ago.
Whoa.
The real sad thing I see from these comments is that people will see anything that backs up a political ideology that they think they have. The people who will argue over this debate with an obvious lack of scientific grounding and with no clear objective are the ones that especially infuriated me. Are these people on the oil company's payroll? No, they're just parroting information heard on mainstream media to defend their party. These alkers on both sides, they are hypers and dinners, both are dangerous. Look at inconvenient truths, the amount of bad press that global warming received after it became clear that data was manipulated in that documentary seriously injured a movement of public awareness, caused a lack of clarity about the facts that followed the debate even further. Some may argue it brought good press, but couldn't it have been handled better? Dinners, on the other hand, will have us wait until people start dying until anything gets done. My real point here is that the methods involved in correcting climate change, whether you believe in it or not, are in humanity's best interest. It also seems clear that whatever political party you support, chances are they will continue to exploit oil for as long as possible because it's big money. So why wait until it's too late? Why take a risk with the planet? Unless you are scared, of course, then you could just stand it and carry on. Yeah, I totally agree with that. So people destroy the environment because of the money. So we should stop the things at the beginning, not at the middle. So above all, here's our today's podcast.
Maybe we can make a real summarize.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yes. So, global warming.
What is our point?
Climate change.
Is it bad?
We should
do something.
Yeah, we should do something for climate change. We cannot just wait because we all gonna be get married and we all gonna have children. Our children is gonna live on the earth. So we have to protect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So above all, thanks for listening to our podcast today. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.